State Republicans are rejecting gun control proposals backed by Wisconsin Democrats. Last week, they started and ended a special session on gun laws with no debate. Governor Tony Evers is pushing for expanded background checks and to put in place red flag laws. You're part of this conversation, 800-642-1234. What do you think of some of the gun control proposals supported by the governor? Do you find yourself in favor of things like red flag laws or expanded background checks? Or do you have concerns about how those measures may infringe on your Second Amendment rights? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. You can also email us at ideas@wpr.org. On Monday, we heard reaction from Democratic Attorney General Josh Call. Today, we're getting a Republican perspective from State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Speaker Voss, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Keely.
Let's go ahead and start with Attorney General Call. Talked to him earlier this week. Here's something he said.
What I've been calling for, what the governor was calling for, and what others have called for is that the legislature start taking this issue seriously and debate these issues, have some hearings, and let's see where we can find some compromise.
So Attorney General called there saying, why not at least debate the solutions? The assembly gaveled in, gaveled out, didn't take up these gun resolutions. What do you say to that?
Well, I think the most important thing for us to try to find consensus and compromise is to accept the fact that there are certain Second Amendment principles that many of my colleagues and I hold dear that we are not going to violate. But there are certainly things that we could work together on. That's why earlier this year I formed a speaker's task force on suicide prevention. We've dealt with mental health. So we want to try to find things that can actually bring us together and not just have politicians posing for holy pictures and trying to say whether they support something or not, knowing in the end the bill's not going to become law. I'd rather focus on things that can actually happen as opposed to the political wish lists of people who want to try to score political points.
Could you have done that last week in that I know you've been critical of the governor calling a special session on guns, but to gavel in and out with no debate? I mean, was there some room for that sort of finding common ground in a special session?
Well, we actually did have debate. We talked about it, and so did the Democrats. I think the most important thing for us to remember is that there are certain areas where we could find bipartisan consensus. And if the governor would have brought us together and said, okay, just like the governor in Minnesota did, the new Democrat in Minnesota governor decided that he was not going to propose a bunch of new gun control bills because he knew it would do nothing more than drive a deeper wedge into the state. And that's unfortunately the opposite of what Governor Evers chose. He chose to inject politics into this discussion. Last session, Assembly Republicans voted to expand the number of databases that background checks go through. I think that's something we probably could have worked together with him on to get it to his desk. I certainly know that we know that the number of people who commit a crime with a gun aren't really brought to conclusion in a way that would make most people happy. So I think there's a way that we could say if you commit a crime with a weapon, you should probably make sure that you have a penalty and that you go to jail. So I think there's an awful lot of things where we could have come together and said that's a real bipartisan consensus, as opposed to just putting my finger in the air, taking a poll with a couple sentences and assuming that that's a bipartisan consensus. That's not the way we choose to govern.
So let's talk about those two bills, the two main ideas that Governor Evers wanted you to address. One of the bills expanded background checks to private gun sales. Why don't you support that move in Wisconsin?
So the vast majority of weapons that are sold in the state already go through a background check process. We have one of the most vigorous in the entire country. As an example, last year we had, I think it's 135,000 background checks conducted. About 1,000 failed. And of the 1,000 that failed, only a couple were actually prosecuted. So how about if we focus on trying to ensure that the background checks we already do and the people that failed the same background checks we're conducting are prosecuted so they don't go and try to buy a firearm again. But instead of that, we try to say, well, let's not even focus on the laws that are on the books that we know that could be effective. Let's just, again, pose for holy pictures to be able to say we look like we're doing something without the reality of actually accomplishing it.
Could you do both, though? Could you still work on prosecuting people who have failed the background checks and also expand them to cover private gun sales?
You know, that's something we could have talked about. But again, Governor Evers chose to take the political route. We know that in the vast majority of cases, they already go through a background check, so that's kind of a misnomer. Governor Evers, even in his own proposal, said that if you are doing it between related parties or an inheritance, he was already going to exempt those. So many of them would have already never gone through a background check, even under his own proposal. So it's another example where you could have sat down and had an adult conversation, hopefully without swearing, in the room, and we could have talked about it and actually found common ground. But instead, he did a press conference only with one side of the aisle and tried to, you know, put a political spin on everything that in the end results in not much happening.
Well, I have to ask then, if you think that Governor Evers was being political about this, was your gaveling in and gaveling out for the special session? I know you talked about other bills at other times, but was that a political move on the part of Republican leaders to show something?
No, because we told him that we were not going to do this special session. You know, we had a very brief conversation where we said, if you do this, it's just going to make finding consensus even harder. And he chose the political route, which was to say, I'm going to request that you come in and go out and discuss these topics. We did that, but there's no reason for us to spend the taxpayers' money discussing and debating topics that are never going to become law.
All right. State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is with us talking about specifically gun policy and other things in front of us in the state legislature. And I want to welcome James to the conversation. James from Brookfield, what's your question today?
I would like to know why the speaker is unwilling to discuss a topic that some studies show that 80% of people in the state, the constituency, are interested in having some of the gun laws changed, and yet the elected members will not discuss it.
All right. Thanks, James from Brookfield. Speaker Voss, I think James is referring to a Marquette poll that showed 80% of Wisconsinites are in favor of expanded background checks.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We don't govern by polls. I mean, they're an indicator, but the only poll that really matters is the one on Election Day. There was a poll that was conducted last week that showed about 65% of Wisconsinites believe that we should apprehend folks at the border and put them in jail. I don't expect Governor Evers, who pulled our troops back from the border, actually, to change his mind and all of a sudden support that just because a poll says we should. So I respect the fact that he stands on principle. So do we. And that's why sometimes we have to agree to disagree, but also look for ways to find that common ground, which I've always found is better not by having a press conference berating your opponents, but by instead sitting down at a table, talking through the topic, asking where common ground can be found, and then bringing that forward as a bipartisan consensus, not trying to drive someone into believing what you believe, as opposed to trying to find that consensus.
Speaker Voss, you've talked about principles several times in this conversation. Tell us more about how you came to your position on gun policy.
Yeah, so let's just take an example of the red flag laws. I believe that if someone commits a crime with a firearm, they should have a maximum penalty. And in our state, we know that we don't do a good job prosecuting gun crimes. Far too often, there's a revolving door where they're arrested on the street using a weapon, and then within a very short amount of time, they're back on the street potentially committing a second crime before they've even been prosecuted for the first. We also know that under a red flag law, the idea of saying that you are going to be assumed to be guilty and you have to prove your innocence is something that many of us as constitutional conservatives could never support. So under our current law, if you've committed a crime with a weapon, if you have a domestic violence abuse order against you, if there's a restraining order, they already have the right to say you can't have a firearm. But what they would like under a red flag law is to basically notify a judge, get a restraining order without you even knowing it, then you have to go to court to ask permission to get your weapon back, all having never done anything wrong other than an accusation by someone. So I think that's just such a constitutional stretch for many of us that I don't think I could ever see myself getting to a yes on that topic, nor can many of my colleagues. So I guess I start with the assumption that we need to prosecute criminals, but not assume everybody because they want to own a firearm is a criminal. And I think many of my Democrat colleagues want to do the opposite, where you have to ask permission to own a weapon, to have a constitutional right that's guaranteed by the Second Amendment. So I think it's just a difference in principle, a difference in philosophy. I respect my Democratic colleagues, but it doesn't mean because I respect them that I'm going to also sacrifice my own principles and the ones that I was elected on.
Speaker Voss, I suspect this is not the last time we will talk with you about gun policy. Thank you so much for taking the time for us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Republican State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. He represents Wisconsin's 63rd Assembly District. That includes Burlington, Rochester, and Sturtevant. And he joined us today to talk about gun safety measures that the governor wants, but the legislature declined to take up for debate.